Farmland values in Indiana and throughout the Midwest are soaring. Many thought this summer's historic drought could force prices downward, but that hasn't happened, and in fact, prices have gone up. As WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, farmers are willing to pay top dollar, despite some concerns that the farmland market is in a bubble.
Looking out over his hayfields and cow pastures, Gary Heschelman lists the qualities of good farmland, mostly flat ground, rich soil. Things he says this property in Greene County is somewhat lacking.
It does flood, and that water comes down there on very strong, so it erodes the soil out pretty fast.
But this is only a small part of the land Heschelman owns. The rest is spread across the state, where he rents it out to farmers.
If I'm trying to buy land now, I'm wanting to buy land that I can cash rent.
And Heschelman does want to buy more land. The state is buying some of his property for Interstate 69, so he says he's looking to reinvest. In 2010, he bought land in northern Indiana that his nephew found for him. At that time, it cost about $4,500 an acre.
I asked him this spring, anticipating money off of this ground here, if there's any more up in Newton County for sale. He said, yeah, it's about $6,500 to $7,500 an acre now.
That trend is being seen across the region. From 2010 to 2011, farmland prices jumped more than 23% in the Midwest. So far this year, land prices in Indiana have increased between 14 and 18%, with little evidence of slowing down. Purdue University agriculture professor Craig Dobbins says several factors have contributed to the increase, including a rise in corn and soybean prices.
Farmland derives its value through what you can produce on that land. And so as the returns from crop production increase, that causes farmland values to go up.
Prices vary widely across the state. Property in some parts of northern Indiana, where Heschelman bought his land, can sell for more than $10,000 an acre. In areas less suited for farming, land sells for as low as $3,000 an acre. And while many people expected the drought to lower land prices, that's not been the case.
I think people are still optimistic, but they're going to be a bit more cautious because certainly one of the impacts of the drought is that it's probably lowered the cash reserves that farmers have.
A Purdue report released during the middle of the drought showed that same thing. Farmers are cautiously optimistic. More than half of farmers surveyed for the study said they think the farmland market is in a bubble. That means they believe land is overvalued and its price could fall dramatically if potential buyers decide farmland is too costly. But farmers are also betting that won't happen. 74% of the farmers said they plan to buy additional land in the next 5 years. And there's good reason for that. As another Greene County farmer, Steve Crow, says, land is an investment. And right now, there doesn't seem to be any better place to invest than in farmland.
It's a better place for the investors to put their money than the stock market as far as rate of return at this time. And as long as that continues, we're going to see farmland prices fairly high. And, I mean, let's face it, there is no more of it being produced.
That last part is key. The amount of available land is always shrinking as more of it's bought up or developed for business districts, housing, or, as in Heschelman's case, an interstate. So it comes down to the rules of supply and demand. The supply is shrinking, and as long as demand stays high, so will land prices. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.